Butch and Richie here with your daily takeaway. The show you're about to hear, there's been biscuits back in the studio. There haven't been biscuits in the studio for a long, long time.
We've been well behaved.
We've been very well behaved, but I feel like today we've well and truly fallen off the biscuit wagon.
Where did they come from?
I don't know. I think there was a meeting in the boardroom earlier on, because what they look like, let me just lean out the way and get. What they look like are the kind of biscuits that you get in a hotel room when you check in and you've got, like, your sachets of powdered milk,
yeah.
You've got your Nescafes, you've got a couple of tea bags, and then you've got a bag here, for example, of two shortbread rings. But there's been loads of these little bags of what I call hotel biscuits just dotted around.
I was presuming that our producer, Idem, has been staying in a number of unspecified B&Bs.
You can't rule that out.
And he's been picking up stuff for us.
Yes.
Hand over the Nescafe instant, please. Where's all that gone?
Where's the minibar?
Yeah.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Can we, if we may, start tonight's Home Time show with a headline? You know, you get a headline in a kind of cartoon on a spinning newspaper. It was a Marvel cartoon. And the headline on the newspaper would read, Theft at the Allotments. So let me explain. We've got a lovely little allotment in Leon Sea, a little patch of land that we've been growing kind of tomatoes and peppers and garlic and stuff on over the past few months. It's good and cheap way of entertaining our two youngest daughters. The teenager won't go anywhere near it so far. And it's straight out of like a Beryl Cook painting. There's loads of nanas hanging around and sunflowers and camping stoves and prized veg and all this kind of thing. It's very cute. So it's been a very lovely and supportive environment, the allotment, but that was all shattered over the weekend, where a lady I've not met before, but she's got a plot a few down from us, I think, put a post on the allotment Facebook group.
I bet that's good.
There's some cracking stuff on there. But she put a post on the allotment Facebook group that all of her rhubarb had been nicked.
Oh, no.
She's had all her rhubarb nicked.
That's awful.
Every single bit. Now, I don't know very much about growing. I'm kind of a newbie with it. But, like, given how difficult it is to grow stuff and how many little critters are out there, like Stardew Valley video game, are out there to eat stuff that you've grown and you've got to put polytunnels or nets to keep foxes and birds off it and all that kind of thing. If you've got as far as actually successfully growing something, having someone turn up in the den of night, burglar Bill over there and nicking the lot, that must be awful.
How do you nick rhubarb? Surely someone's actually had to come and dig it all up, because it didn't grow on things, does it?
Well, she posted a photo, and what someone's done, this is the worst bit, they've like cut it with like a massive like a sabre or something. Do you know what I mean? They've chopped through it.
Wow.
And bearing in mind for the allotment, you've got to climb over quite a high security gate. There's two, it's like Fort Knox getting in there. There's two or three different keys and chains you got in. So someone snuck in, they've not taken anything else at all, just gone for the rhubarb. They must be obsessed with rhubarb, these guys.
What does rhubarb go for on the black market?
Well, I don't know. This is it. Maybe Leon C is awash with... If you've been offered rhubarb in a nightclub over the past few days...
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I mean, it's got me thinking about, like, in my life, what have we had taken? Probably one of the weirdest things was... I didn't really kind of fully process what was going on, but my dad had all of the petrol from his fuel tank siphoned.
Oh, wow.
In the 1980s. And do you know the weirdest thing with that is I couldn't work out how siphoning works.
Yeah.
And then when you have siphoning explained to you in the pantheon of learning GCSE science, it's pretty impressive, even though that was thievery.
Yes.
Getting that close to accidentally drinking petrol, you've got to be really keen on getting it out of the tank.
Danger involved there. I remember when I was a student at university, in our lodgings, we had our gate nicked at the end of the path.
That must have been one hell of a gate. People try and get their hands on it.
I know. Melted it down, I reckon.
Probably. Oh, this is it. They take it off church roofs and that, don't they? Josh says, I once had a whole roll of bin bags stolen. It was during a burglary where they also took loads of other stuff, but still, come prepared, lads. Stephen's just tweeted saying, I hope they catch them and put them into custody. So let's just get the whole rhubarb crumble and that kind of stuff out of the way, because that lady's hurting, I can tell you.
I'd have been proud of that one.
It is a good one, but we know. Let's try and solve this.
I mentioned my university gate theft. Another one here. We once had a house party at university. Someone took our inside front door.
Wow.
What a party, though. If you didn't notice that one is going on, that's amazing.
That's great. That's great. Bearing in mind, every house party I went to, I think every house party I've ever been to has been terrible or a massive disappointment. I love this one here from Adam in Ditton. He says, Bush and Richie, my wife had her knickers stolen from a campsite in Devon. Nicked straight out of our tent while we were out for the day. Funny thing was, my mate's wife, who was staying in the same tent, was offended because her knickers weren't touched.
Heather, your strange theft.
Oh, yeah. I was at the local swimming bath, swimming pool in Glasgow, and I'd left my shower gel and at the showers while I was in the pool. And when I came back out, someone had stolen it. And it was only like a cheap bottle of shower gel, worth £1. And the the swimming pool had dispensers with shower gel there, so I have no idea why they wanted to steal my really cheap shower gel, but they did.
Oh, wow. So even though there was free, you know, as much shower gel as you could possibly want to wash yourself in at the swimming pool, these people have nicked your Timotei or your whatever.
I don't want to get down the wrong road here, but I don't think I've seen Timotei for a very long time.
Is Timotei still a thing?
Where did that reference come from?
I don't know. I think my daughter's sitting here in the car beside me, and she's like,
Timotei,
what's that?
Do you wash your hair, Bush?
Well, I did. I mean, the last time I washed it was Timotei. Is Timotei still a thing? Or maybe I have like a really old cultural reference there. I do apologise. Yeah. Thank God for the natural lady.
Yeah, I've got visions of waterfalls and long blonde hair now. So.
Yes, that's it. Waterfalls. Those were the adverts. Okay.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Shanti says on text, I had a whole roast chicken dinner, roast potatoes and veg stolen when I was a student. But she doesn't add any more info.
How?
How does that even get nicked?
It's like one of those platters that you used to get and like a microwave roast dinner. I know I had a few of them.
There used to be a place in Bristol that did takeaway roast dinners. You go in, you get it in like a little plastic container. It was absolutely amazing. But Shanti, please get back in touch. Clarify, how was it stolen? Sarah says, my brother-in-law had his bees stolen. When he told us, my other sister said she'd driven past the meadow where the hive was an hour before and saw two people walking through it. She witnessed them on the way to steal the whole hive.
That must sting.
What a... Oh. There you go, rural life
so
for
sorry.
You.
Yeah.
All right, my dad.
Tracy says, a pair of riding boots that were so smelly that I had to leave them outside, along with a bag of potato peeling. They were taken from my front doorstep.
I'm getting Ginny Cooper vibes about that. So no mucky going on there. We've got Joe on the line. Joe, what did you have nicked?
Well, I was living in a bed set with my husband when I was young, and I was cooking his tea and made him a pie, put it into the oven, and it came back when the timer was due to go off, and somebody from one of the other bedsits had stolen the bike.
Oh, my word. So let's just recap this here. So you're cooking your husband a pie, you've put it in with the timer in the oven. Timer goes off, you open the oven expecting a beautiful, say, chicken pie there with steam coming out the top, like something from a nursery rhyme. And it's gone.
Yeah, it was chicken, incidentally, yeah.
Wow.
Completely empty oven. And the next day, the dish was in the kitchen sink waiting to be washed up. So the thief expected me to wash up for them as well.
The wow. Thief might as well have left a finger sticking up in the sink.
Yeah.
They've gone prepared as well, because when they've done that thievery, they've obviously gone with oven gloves.
Yes.
Yes.
They'd have had to sneak it out of there. Did you, in the bed sits that you were in, did you ever, you know, do any investigations or work out who the mystery pie stealer was?
I thought it was too funny, really, to kind of get angry about it. It makes a good story.
Well, they have impeccable taste. They really do. Chicken pie.
Yeah. My husband wasn't very happy. He did not believe me initially, thinking that I'd just been too lazy to make any food for the working man.
Do you know what, that's a good idea. That is a good excuse sometimes. If you haven't got anything together for tea, you could say, I'm sorry, I've gone to open the oven and someone's nicked it.
Yes, look, because I set an alarm and everything and the alarm's gone off and there's nothing in there.
Yeah.
But you're still together, that's the main thing.
No.
Oh, dear.
This just gets worse.
Oh, dear.
Are you still on good terms with each other?
Don't keep asking questions.
I'm digging a hole and I can't stop.
No, I think he must have been really bitter about my lack of pie making.
So sorry. Okay, well, we'll leave that there and hopefully that's been quite cathartic for you to chat.
Bush's face is now the colour of a chicken pie.
Oh, dear. Queen of Scotty says, a kid stole a big pale pink cushion from my library. I don't know how they got it out and through the school day without it being noticed, nor why they wanted a cushion that was used by 1,450 other kids. She does add, though, I hope they're snuggling up to it now, though, anyway.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Window into the future when I saw this story earlier today. Have you ever wondered what you'll be doing when you're retired and spending time at the weekend? How you'll be filling your weekends?
It's been incredibly grumpy and spitting.
Neither of us particularly changing too much then.
That we're on our way, aren't we?
Pete Waterman, the man behind so many musical acts, the man launching the career of Kylie Minogue, pretty much. Pete Waterman spent last weekend at the age of 77 breaking a world record at the Birmingham Indoor Arena, and what he was doing was creating the longest ever model railway.
Wow. Who'd have thought the guy that I used to watch when I was too young to go to nightclubs doing the Hitman and Her with Michaela Strachan live from a nightclub somewhere in the United Kingdom would all these years on be doing that?
If you think about all the things that Pete Waterman has done in his career, there was all the pop idol stuff as well and all that kind of thing. He's 77. He still could be doing so much stuff now, but at the weekends, what he is doing is with his team of fellow hobbyists, they spend the whole weekend, think about it, a kilometre of model railway track. It's all got to be working for the Guinness World Records people to verify it as a world record.
Brilliant.
And not just that, they'd made it look exactly like the West Coast Main Line from Birmingham to London. It's a complete replica of it.
See, my kind of, as soon as you're saying this and describing it, I go back to my university days with the scale extrics. I'd be very tempted to put lit cigarettes in the trains, turn the lights off, see what happens. Imagine that over a kilometre. That's showbiz, man.
Yeah, that would be showbiz.
Have we got Pete's number?
At 77, I hope that's what I'm doing with my weekends. I really do. I don't want to be at a restored castle. I want to be building big train tracks.
Wouldn't it? That would be amazing. Just doing the stuff that, like, I don't know about you, I didn't get time to do any kind of hobby stuff much, really, because of kids and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When I'm 77, I want a massive pair of trousers, like big old... You get big old trousers from Marks and Spencer's. Like,
they do get big trousers.
Elasticated jeans.
Yeah.
I just want to tour the United Kingdom going to board game conventions.
Isn't that what you do now?
Kind of, but it's very seldom, but without the big trousers. That's how I want to live it.
We haven't seen your wardrobe at home. Pete Waterman, of all the great things he's done in his career, spent the weekend breaking a world record for the world's longest model railway.
Can I ask you a question? He's there with his train model train mates, right?
They were actually called the Rail Nuts.
Oh, my word. They're organised. But would that have been... Do you think they've all chipped in with their... Because it's a lot of rail line, a kilometre, isn't it, for an enthusiast?
You probably had to bring your own track, I would have thought, yes.
BYO. What a dream that is.
Did invite you to speculate what you would like to be doing in your 70s at the weekend. Tony's looking for trouble here. He says, I'd like to see Everton in the top 10.
OK, too soon.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Have you got your train set out and functioning in the house?
When I was a kid, I had a Lego train set.
Yeah.
Then that went, because I grew up. And then I've reached that stage in life where I'm thinking, I would like to be the old boy that has a good old train track.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Rod Stewart's got another amazing set, apparently. So I bought, when we moved into the house we live in at the moment, I bought a Hornby train set. This is about 7 years ago now, and I've never got it out of the box.
Because they're quite expensive. I was taken aback at how expensive, like, the train bits are.
I opened it up and I was thinking, this is amazing. And then realised, oh, I actually got to be really careful with this. Can't put that on carpet. Need to get some kind of, like, hard board to put it down on. Where's that going to go? Now we've got a baby. Right, that's not going anywhere. So it's never been opened.
When we were house viewing before we end up getting the place we're in Leon C, we looked around a house where the old fella had an entire room dedicated to his train set, and it was just magical. He was like a giant.
And could you move into that house and you would then inherit the train track?
I mean, we could have made him an offer on it, but I don't think he'd have gone for it, to be honest with you.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio Calm.
So things are hotting up in our quest to create a radio station for Mental Health Awareness Week. We're calling it Absolute Radio Calm, and we're going to fill it with soothing sound suggestions from you guys, our amazing audience, and it's just going to be a calming experience. And based on your suggestions, we've been sending our assistant producer Harry out all week this week. So Harry's up in our studio in Birmingham. If you listened to yesterday's show, we sent him off on a train to get some ASMR-style recording of the train interior for us. Harry, how was your train trip? How was it?
Hey guys, so it was definitely the strangest journey I've ever been on. I mean, normally I'm travelling somewhere, like with somewhere to go, but I guess today I've just been on a train for the sake of it, but it was really weird, I'm not going to lie.
I bet it was. Aside from the fact that you've got a big old microphone with you, were you getting strange looks from people around? What was it like?
So thankfully it wasn't rush hour, but I didn't stick out like a sore thumb. It also meant people kind of weren't talking to me, because I guess when they saw me with the microphone, they kind of just moved away from me. But, you know, it didn't ruin the vibe of the train or anything, because there wasn't really anyone around. It was quite quiet, so I managed to get a good amount of recording, which is great, I guess. I'll tell you something, guys. So when you're actually sat on the train wanting to be quiet, you don't actually realise how many announcements they make and the beeping of the doors when it closes and things like that.
So were the other passengers nice and quiet? You didn't have too many people that were watching the old TikToks loudly on their phones, whatever they call it?
Thankfully not. So I actually tried to get into the quiet coach, but for reasons that I'm assuming you'll be pleased to hear.
Let's have a listen to what you've come back and recorded.
Welcome aboard this service to Litchfield Trent Valley.
Yep, look, there's one of the announcements. Good job, Harry. You have earned yourself a reward. Think you're going to like this. We're going to put you up for the night in a hotel in Birmingham, because tomorrow you are visiting Listener Rich on his farm in Worcestershire, where he has got a load of piglets to record as they eat their food and truffle around in the hay. Are you all good with that?
That sounds fun. I mean, you know, who doesn't like an overnight stay? And who doesn't like piglets? So it sounds great to me. Very interesting.
What a week Harry's having. Beaches, trains and piglets. Wherever next.
That's a movie.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Lindsay Morgan's been on to say, I had my car broken into a few years back. They left my MP3 player but ate all my sweets, the swines. Still furious about it even now.
When you're hungry, everything goes out the window.
They can't believe it. The thieves have been eating the sweets.
Right, this literally is going to take the biscuit. Cara, what did you have stolen?
Yeah, we were camping in the Lake District, been out for the day. And we came back, we loved our swing ball in those days, and there was just a limp string left there with no ball.
Wow, so whilst you were away from the campsite, someone had gone to your swing ball thing and taken the tennis ball off the string.
Yeah, someone desperate for a tennis ball, I guess, but couldn't really do anything with it after that.
Do you know what, that is utter vandalism, because that tennis ball is not going to be used in a game of tennis.
Not a million years.
That is just there to ruin the swing ball.
I would feel bad from a parental angle, trying to explain to my children why someone would do that.
That's horrendous.
It would ruin their faith in humanity.
We had our suspects. There were a couple of young lads groups camping near us, which we'd already named the Mad Men and the Hippies.
Right.
So we had our suspects.
Well, do you know what? Look, this isn't judge and jury, but I don't reckon the hippies have thieved it. I reckon the Mad Men.
It's got to be the Mad Men.
Yeah.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So there's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Keep your suggestions coming in for Absolute Radio Calm, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. One thing, let's just go back to the start of this podcast. We're talking about us falling off the biscuit wagon. Yeah. Where do we go from here? Are we going to try and stop having biscuits in the studio now? Because we did have a relapse today, didn't we?
I think when you identify there's a problem and you speak about the problem,
yes,
then everyone that hears that you have held your hand up and said, we've got a problem with biscuits, it is incumbent on them to not empower you. So first of all, Adam, our producer, should not bring biscuits into the studio.
He's an enabler.
He is an enabler. Listeners should absolutely not send us boxes of shortbread and stuff like that.
It's going to be no good for us. It's like, you know, dogs and chocolate. It's not good for their tummies.